I want to welcome everybody to this week's episode of In the Rough with JB and Golfer Gal. I'm your host, JB, but Golfer Gal is busy planning our outing for that is this coming week. So I went and I wanted to find the right co-host, and I think I found him because there's been a ton of buzz on the THP forum as of late on the new 2012 Odyssey putter line. So I want to welcome Austie from Odyssey to the show. How are you?
I'm good, JB. How are you?
I'm doing well. Now, the big topic this year with Odyssey putters is Metal X. We got a preview of it earlier in the year, and then I got a little hands-on time at the LPGA event in Mobile I was at. This is a new technology for Odyssey, and you know they've gone kind of through a timeline, and technology has kind of taken over. We had White Hot, we have White Ice, now we have Metal X. Can you tell the listeners first, what is Metal X?
Well, Metal X is our newest insert, and you know historically we've had polymer inserts in our putters, and this is a quasi-metal insert in that it's both metal on the front, but then urethane in the back, so you get the best of both there. It's got a little extra special texture on the face that'll help the ball roll a little better.
Now, like you said, you've been using a polymer, and I used an Odyssey for years, and the old Fang putter. Now, the number 7, I used the White Hot. I liked the soft feel and the sound it gave me. What is the advantage of having aluminum in the face compared to a polymer?
Well, a couple things you can do. You can put a lot more friction on the face, whereas a polymer, it's hard to get a lot of great friction. You can get some great feel with it, but aluminum, because it's a harder metal, you can put those oval punch marks in there to really get an aggressive texture on there to increase the friction. And so that's what we are trying to do with this, as well as getting a little more of a click than you would with a polymer like our White Ice, our old White Hot insert, which some players prefer. You know, there's different feels with different sounds that players like. And so this is just bringing something a little different, kind of like what we did years ago with our White Steel insert, which had, polymer and just a little metal face.
Now, you mentioned that it's not just your plain old aluminum insert. Right. And I know that some of our listeners may not know, inserts are not all created equally. First, from the material they used, but second, for how they're installed. I mean, I've seen them installed with nothing more than a little Scotch tape. Mm-hmm. You talk about how there's a urethane layer behind it. How does that work? How is it there, and what is it there for? I know I'm bombarding you with questions. I'm genuinely curious.
Well, I'll start at the beginning of kind of where this idea came from. I mentioned White Steel, which was a kind of a combination insert, but over the years, we've had a lot of success on tours with our White Hot and White Ice and White Hot XG inserts. But a lot of times players love our putters and love our feel and performance, but they want kind of that metallic sound. And so one of the advantages that we have found of using a lightweight material in the face is you're able to move weight in the putter low and deep, which helps put a better roll on it on its own. It helps increase the moment of inertia. And so we still like to use a lightweight face. And so being able to go with just a thin layer of aluminum on the front and then using the urethane in the back helps us to save weight from doing an all steel or a big aluminum chunk of aluminum in the face. And so weight saving is paramount to us there to be able to keep those good mass properties. And so aluminum is very lightweight and urethane is very lightweight.
Now, instead of it being just aluminum or just urethane, how does that alter the sound at all? Like you said, you add a little more click, but I guess I'm trying to visualize it. I liked the sound personally when I tried it. How does it differentiate from the all-metal or the all-polymer insert?
Well, what it does, it helps to damp out the sound where you'll get that click, but you won't get that resonating frequency. And I think what we found in putters with our polymer inserts is players, they really like the feel and sound when there's an initial impact sound and then it gets quiet. It can really help them to judge distance by how loud that click was. And so we wanted to do the same thing on the Metal X insert to try to get that click But then the urethane helps kind of soften that a little bit. So we found that it gives you a feel in between our white ice and some of our Pro-Type Tour Series, which are all metal milled product. And so it's a good in-between kind of feel of someone that wants that kind of metallic click but doesn't want the resonating of something that's a solid metal putter.
Now, here's where, you know, the kind of you can't believe it's happening kind of thing comes in, and I know that doesn't make any sense yet, but it's getting big-time play on tour, like immediately. Mm-hmm. And I know tour guys don't change their putters as often as us amateurs. I have a bin of them that I go through every time I miss a putt. I'm surprised I don't carry 12. A lot of guys are using it, and I know we can't go into all the names because there's a lot of guys that aren't under contract using it.
Right.
Why has the rapid adoption on tour happened so quickly? I mean, we understand it's a great product, and we understand that a lot of guys play Odyssey putters, but why has the Metal X jumped so fast? Because my assumption was always guys that are not under contract are using Odyssey because they want that insert and they love the feel. Now all of a sudden the feel has changed a little bit to Metal X, and even more guys are jumping on board. Why is that?
I think it's a combination of a lot of things. I think that the look of the putters, I think we pay a lot of attention when we're designing our head shapes to make sure that there's no goofiness in them, so that they're very balanced, they're very
I got to stop you there, though. I mean, we do have the Sabretooth, or did, and the number 7. Those are pretty goofy. I loved the number 7, still do, but they're not your standard plumber's neck.
They are, but they're I think they're not conventional.
That's a good way
in their shape. But I think there is a certain amount of elegance to them and a certain amount of benefit to them and a good balance to them as well. In that, you know, I think when we were designing Sabretooth originally, you know, we had all these sketches on the board and everyone in the room pointed to that shape and said, that looks cool. Yeah, let's do that one. And so there was something about that shape, even though it wasn't conventional, that it excited them. And I think that's important when you're looking at shapes of putters, is getting ones that people are going to enjoy looking down on, because you got to look down on it a lot when you're putting. And
now,
so that requires that confidence.
Before we go back to the rapid adoption on tour, since I've already cut you off once, I'm a firm believer that 10 years from now, 20 years from now, we're going to look back and say the number 7 design is a timeless shape, because it just seems to withstand the test of time. And I know there's still a lot of guys on tour using it. So going back to the rapid adoption and why so many guys are using it, you started, before I rudely interrupted you the first time, with, you know, you go with shapes that work.
Right. Yeah, shapes. So the shapes are there. You know, the finish, I think people really like that black, the black finish that we have on that putter. So that's something that's kind of different in our cast line of putters. We've had that on our milled line. That's another thing. And then, you know, it comes right down to the feel and performance of the insert. And so they really like that kind of muted click, like I said, that it has. But then that texture that we've put on the face, those oval depressions that form that mechanical lock on the ball as you're hitting up on the ball with these guys, they really see how good a roll that puts on the ball. And I think that kind of hooks them right there. I mean, I think it's the look, feel, they pick it up, they waggle, say, yeah, that's good. And they hit the first couple balls, and it's kind of, it's addicting. Some people kind of say it's addicting how well this is rolling. So that's really exciting to see. And I think it's a combination of all those things, but, you know, where the rubber meets the road, it's that insert hitting that ball that really, really is the final hook.
Now, you mentioned mechanical lock, and that's a word I've heard a lot about throughout this. Can you kind of explain the advantages of the depressions and how that word kind of plays out?
Yeah, I mean, I wanted to try to get as many edges as I could in contact with the ball. And so instead of having just, you know, one line that goes across, as some putters have, I want to do something that's more geometric that will lock it, not just on top and bottom, but all four sides. And so that's where I came up with those ovals, and then trying to get them the right size so that not only do they look good on the face, because that's important, but trying to get as many edges as possible in contact with the ball to help lock that ball on the face as the ball and face are in contact for that half a millisecond that they are.
Now, by doing so, obviously, forward roll, less skidding, better putting.
Right, forward roll, lower launch angle as well. I think that friction, like you can see in kind of old wedges versus new wedges where the grooves aren't as aggressive,
uh-huh.
and the launch angle's higher. And so the same thing happens with these putters. You have that good friction, it's going to launch it lower. And so what that's going to do is you're going to have a little shallower angle going into the ground. And so you're not going to get as much bouncing. You're going to get that ball in contact with the ground as quickly as you can with as much topspin as you can put on it. And that's going to help it roll sooner and roll truer and help control your distance. Because when it's bouncing, it's not decelerating during the skid phase. And maybe talking too scientific here, but
no, not at all. I think our listeners, for the most part, enjoy this part of it. Now, fitting in general has come a long way for the consumer, and for across the board, but for the consumer, it's so readily available. And you know, we finally have people going out and they're testing shafts, making sure that they're getting the right shaft. A lot of people look at putter fitting as, you know, nothing, and it's more about being comfortable looking down at it, and that it doesn't really matter as long as you like looking down at the putter. And I suppose there's some merit to that, but there is a specific idea behind putter fitting, and finding the right putter for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Odyssey with the Metal X, how can somebody, if they don't have a chance to go to the store and run out and try it, what's the best way for them to do it?
I think understanding what sort of putter they are, you know, what their faults are. I mean, it can be as simple as I have trouble aligning it, so I may need a two ball or a dart style putter, something with bold alignment lines to help. But as I say it too, again, you said it's got to fit your eye. You got to be comfortable looking at it, and that's true. And I said that earlier. But understanding, I think, what I try to work with as players is looking at their eye position. There are players that like to have their eyes right over the ball, and there's players that like to have their eyes inside the ball. And when you do that, inherently the center point of the putter head is going to change. So if your eyes are over the ball, the center is going to be closer to you. And if your eyes are inside the ball, the putter head's going to be further away from your body. And so choosing the right hosel style that goes with that type of eye position is important. And so that's why we have a variety of different hosel styles, from heel shaft to like our number 9 style, or our crank hosel in our number 1, or a face balance putter like some of our larger mallets, where it gets your eyes right over the ball. And so understanding that, I think, will really help make you comfortable so that you're not, your path isn't being affected by the hosel style conflicting with your eye position.
Now, you mentioned that Metal X and how it came to be and the usage on tour. What are you hearing from regular old golfers and consumers about their thoughts on the Metal X technology?
A lot of good comments. I think it's one of the most nerve-wracking things for a designer is to, you know, create this product. And you hear a lot of things internally. But then once you get out in the marketplace, you kind of hold your breath and wait for the reaction to come back. And, you know, sites like yours and others out there are great for us to kind of get that immediate feedback, because we're not out there in the field. But it's been pretty remarkable how people have not only loved the way they look, but can really see the performance. And that's really heartening to us here, to be able to know that we've done the right thing with it, and ticked all the boxes with the design to get the feel where they like it and the performance where they like it as well.
Now, you said that, you know, as technology advances, what do you ever come across somebody who said, well, I still like the white hot insert, but I like the look of this way? How does that work? I mean, do you know what I'm saying? I'm trying to say it without saying that the older stuff is better, because it's not, and technology dictates that, and consumer spending habits dictate that. But I'll give you an example. I preferred the white hot insert to the white ice insert, not because of the way it rolled, because of the sound, but I actually putted better with white ice. Now, switching to the Metal X, I've put 10 times better with the Metal X than the other one, and it's one that I'm really considering. How does that work? And maybe that's why the flip face came to be, is because people like choices.
Right. Well, I think, you know, just because something is old doesn't mean it's bad. You know, and, you know, inserts are a funny thing in that when you're dealing a lot with feel. Good feel never gets old. And so we try to look at what we've done.
There's
in the past
so many jokes I could make about my wife right now.
You know, we try to look at what we've done in the past and what people like about those and don't like about them and try to bring the good qualities forward and get rid of the bad qualities. And so that's why I think you can slowly, products can slowly evolve and get better and better in that you try to pay attention and listen to people's comments and try to pick up what's good and get rid of what's bad. And I think, you know, sound is something that we found over the years with inserts, it's really important. So it's something we pay close attention to with, you know, the old white hot insert had a great sound, a very unique sound. And so trying to capitalize on what that is, you know, that quick damping of the sound and a nice high-pitched click, people like that. So Metal X has a little bit of that in it as well. So
that's probably why I like it so much. I got to tell our listeners, I'm not a salesperson by any means, but if you haven't tried a Metal X putter, you have to, because they're really unique. You get perfect feedback on your missed shots through both the feel and the tone. And it's very different than a lot of the other putters out on the market. It's a different feel that I think you guys are really going to like, and having the looks doesn't hurt. Now, the last question I have for you is in terms of looks. How do you decide on finish? I mean, the Tour Milled series were very popular with the black finish. Does that kind of just dictate how you go with that with the Metal X? Or how does one determine that? Is there a glare thing, or are we going to see red and purple and other colors coming soon too?
Well, I think we do a lot of testing on finish, not only from a durability standpoint and a glare standpoint, but what people like. And again, it's what you're looking down on. You've got to be able to be confident what you're looking at. And we have found that, you know, silver, black, and even kind of the gold colors, like our white hot tour putters were, it was inspired by tour. You know, you don't really see us, you know, venturing out of that realm too much. Those are the ones that sell. Those are the ones people really like. And so, you know, purple and pinks, and I don't think we're going to go that direction in the immediate future. But, you know, we're always looking for cool new finishes that's going to differentiate not only our previous lines from our new lines, because they have to stand out, but also something that inspires confidence and that people like. And so we do a lot of testing before we put something out there, both on tour and then around the office and then with golfers if we get out there and do that.
Well, I want to thank Austie for filling in for Golfer Gal this week. It's always a pleasure getting all the information right from the source and getting all my questions that roam around in this crazy head of mine answered. I hope they answer the readers' and listeners' questions as well, because it's a very unique product that is something that I know has been a long time coming and something that Odyssey's proud of putting out. And the early feedback that we're getting from both the Morgan Cup staffers that are trying it out and all our forum members are that it's extremely, extremely good. So I want to thank you for coming on, and we hope to have you on again soon. And for myself and Austie and everybody else here, join us next week as we have another new show coming at you. Bye, everybody.